than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. How is it going? Welcome to Purple Friday on The Call. We are going to be previewing the Ravens and the Browns. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me as always, he's always rocking the purple. Everything, purple shoes, purple hair, purple shirt, purple shorts, everything. Josh, what's going on, man?
Everything purple on Purple Friday. Hello, all. Can't wait to get this started on this weekend, man. How you doing?
That's right. And everything purple except for your eyes, which are all usually red.
Yeah, we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
Staying red.
You know, I don't think you – did you ask your buddies from Ohio what they thought of your Ravens red eyes? Did we hear that?
Yeah, they absolutely love them. They're like, that's just amazing. And one guy's like, you can really see them. I was like, especially at night games, you can really see them. But they thought it was wild. They'd never seen it before, and they said it was hardcore to the bone.
Yeah, exactly it is. All right, so let's talk about this. It is Ravens versus the Browns back in Baltimore, back at the Bird's Nest at the bank. Josh, let's talk about it. What is this loss of Steve Smith? What is that going to mean for the offense?
It's huge. I mean, we lost our leader on defense. Now we lost the co-leader on offense. So it's kind of like, great. But he's week to week, but he's out for this game. We'll see how it goes as the weeks progress here. And, I mean, we're also without Caponera, but let's touch on Smith. Steve Smith lost. I mean, he was having a monster last year. So it just hurts his production, the offense. But what's going to happen is the running game's got to step up to Justin Forsyth's performance. Because you're going to need elevated play from Aiken and Nick Boyle and everybody around you, the offensive line, like included. And with the loss of Steve Smith, it really sucks because the game plan is now going to be shrunk and defenses might know now. So because there's no playmaker, so you're really going to have to step up the play all around.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, this is going to be very interesting to see what the offense can do. We might be seeing a Ravens of old and having, you know, the defense kind of winning a game for you. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens. But let's say on the offensive side of the ball, let's talk about this new guy, Chris Givens. What do you think he's going to bring to the table here?
He's a receiver that used to be a speedster. He could take the lid off of defenses. He's brought in, obviously, as reinforcement. A new influx of receivers coming in, and I don't think we're done. But Chris Givens adds speed, he adds versatility to the offense, a new look. I really can't wait to see how he really looks. I'm excited on this one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he brings to the table as well. And like you said, I don't think they're done with the wide receiver position. I have a feeling they're going to bring somebody else in. Who, though? I don't know, because I feel as if there's already not a very good selection of wide receivers out there to pick and choose from. But we'll see what happens down the road with the Ravens. But this new guy, hopefully he's bringing a pair of hands that know how to catch, because we've kind of missed that a little bit this year. Let's talk about what's going on with the defense. I want to bring up real quick, I want your opinion on this. Chris Canty, he missed, two games this year so far due to an injury.
Yep.
He said last year at the end of the season that he was retiring and stepping away, and then he comes back and re-signs, but is already missing a couple games. Is Chris Canty's impact on this team worth that signing we had last year? Should we have told him to retire and have some of that cap space? Because here we are up against the Browns. We don't know if he's even going to be here for a third game.
Yeah, Brandon, I totally agree on that. I mean, if you look at the production and what he's worth, I mean, maybe you could have used that to sign a good receiver. Who knows? I mean, right now, I mean, you can sign times 2020. I mean, you really don't know until he actually steps on the field. But how it's panning out right now, it's not worked out. We do have $1.4 million in cap space. You actually said, speaking of the Chris Canty, free up more cash, because there's an Alshon Jeffrey out there in Chicago who's on the trading block. Yeah, he's got health problems, but with the Canty situation, it sucks. Hasn't worked out.
And let me just say this. I don't know if this is really going to happen or whatever, but Chris Kenny says he's retiring. The Ravens give him an offer. He comes back to the team. I'm not going to rule out that same thing happening with Steve Smith at the end of this year. Due to the fact that he is hurt, he's going to miss a game. I feel as if this guy might want to give it another shot, and since he's not having like that perfect last season that I'm sure he was really hoping to have. But we'll see down the road.
We will. I'm going to call it that. This is Steve's last year.
Man, I don't know. If they offer him enough money, he might stick around, but we'll see. We'll see. Well, defensive side of the ball again. I do want to bring up this guy, your boy. You've been watching him for a long time. You've been a big fan, Zardarius Smith. He really showed up well against the Steelers. He got two sacks. What do you think he's going to bring up against the Browns? Because I'm feeling really good about this guy on our defense. It feels as if he's really stepping up, and he's kind of got those, you know, the rookie shakes. He's kind of gotten control of them, and he's really showing what he can do. You expecting an improvement even more than what we saw in the Steelers game?
Of course, man, and he's going to bring to the table more sacks in this instance, and it was really great to see because he didn't have a strong start to the season. He was getting beat constantly, and it's really great to see him step up, especially in the absence of Suggs, where we need that pass rusher. We need bodies on the field to rush the quarterback, and it was just really a breath of fresh air to see our rookie stepping up, and have to get kudos to Big Z. He was really looking good out there. I was impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, game day will give you the keys of the game. But, Josh, what are you looking for from the Browns? What do they have to do, or what do the Ravens have to do to beat the Browns this Sunday? What are some of the things that you want them to pay attention to?
Well, what they have to do is they have to pay attention to basically their whole game plan in the whole. They have to pay attention to where they are on the field defensively. Because Travis Benjamin's a dangerous threat on their receiving core. He can pretty much, he's a burner. He can catch the ball and row and go. We're going to have to watch the running game because they have a three-headed attack. Isaiah Crowell, Duke Johnson, and then they got that running attack going on there where they got that dual running back system. And I'm interested to see how that works out. And the quarterback plays suspect. I mean, you put McCown in there, you know what you're getting. Put Johnny in there, you kind of know what you're getting. So the keys of the game, they pretty much have the key on watching out for the big plays and building off what happened at Pittsburgh, building off on, you know, honing in on your zones, everybody staying in their place, and stopping the runs first and foremost, and then offensively, you know, executing the game plan, you know, keep the penalties. I thought the penalties were great to a minimum in the Pittsburgh game, which was great. I think they need to still keep the penalties here is always a must. And really executing on offense, keeping the offense on third down and especially on defense on third downs, situational methods, not letting them get the first down on third down and getting off the field and having the offense get the ball. So, and I think as a whole, they need to gel. I think right now they're starting to footing Aiken look. He looked okay. So, Marikin can build upon that. Nick Boyle, And Max Williams out there, we can get Crocker Gilmore healthy and back. I think we're going to be okay. Offensively, we can just execute those game plans. It's just basically doing what we do best is playing Raven football.
Yeah, what does the Browns defense look like? You know, with the Steelers defense, there was a lot of people coming in saying, you know, the Steelers defense wasn't that good, that Joe was going to have an easier time than against a team like the Raiders or the Broncos because the Steelers defense wasn't that good. How do the Browns stack up against the Ravens? Are they going to have a strong defense that we're going to have to, you know, that the offensive line is really going to have to be on their toes for? Or are we going to see more of the running game or more of the passing game? What do you think? What's the offense going to do? What do they have to do against this Browns defense?
Well, basically what they're going to have to do is really, I wouldn't want to say stretch the field, but they got good corners, man. They got a good secondary. So, yeah. And, they're a pretty solid defense all around. This isn't the Browns' defense of old. Their offense is still suspect, but excuse me. With in regards to,
it's a long day, right?
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah.
With regards to their defense, pretty much have if they're playing the zone, they just have to call out the plays. You know, and the receivers got to do the job and catch the ball. I mean, how many times Marlon Brown go over the middle and miss a catch? Yeah. But I want to see good run block. Because I want to see Forsett with another big 120 yards plus and a touchdown game. And they just need to get that going because it's going to take the pressure off the pass and it's not going to put it on Joe Flacco to make plays and force the ball much because running the football makes everything a lot easier around there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, with the Ravens defense going up against any offense, of course, you want to get to the quarterback as quickly as possible, not give them time to make a play happen or to do anything. Is there anything besides, you know, rushing that quarterback to make sure that the defense walks away with, you know, not many yards against, or are they going to have to play it back a little bit further and have the secondary kind of step up a little bit? What's going to be the key here on their defense?
Key's fundamentals, man. Wrapping up and tackling. How many times did we miss tackles in Pittsburgh?
It was a ton.
So, longer than these, stop hitting him with your shoulder and hoping he falls down. Having a fundamental arm tackling and wrap him up and using your body and pushing him to the ground and stopping the momentum. So I think they just need to get back to fundamentals. I just need to get back to really putting the pressure on the quarterback, because if he stands back there all day and doesn't get pressure, it's going to be a long day for our corners, man. And I'm really concerned if that happens. We're going to sit there and go, what if? And the Browns are going to come in here and beat us, and we can't let that happen. It just can't happen.
Right, yeah. Right now, the Ravens are 1-3. The Browns also 1-3. So both teams are definitely fighting to gain some ground in the AFC and the AFC North, especially. Is there anything, you know? I guess that the hometown crowd is going to have to do to get these guys riled up against the Browns, because with this being a divisional game, there's a lot on the line here.
There is a lot on the line, because obviously the loser of their season is pretty much over at 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be rather difficult to climb out of that hole when, being it's a home game, the Ravens can't drop two home games in a row, especially the divisional opponents. And it's a divisional game. So the Ravens can win this game. That's two of the last three wins, two wins in a row after losing three straight. And it's two divisional wins against one loss. So it definitely, this game is not as more important, if not the most important game right now in the season. Every game is going to be that much more important because they dug themselves in a 3-0 hole. This game is pretty much make or break, do or die. The winner is getting improvement in division and improves their position all around the AFC. The loser is pretty much writing it off for next year. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why it's a playoff game. It's going to be that atmosphere. It's basically like a playoff game. We're going to be there energetic. That's why I'm fired up to go, because it's a must win, man. This is like, you got to win, save season. It's going to be a playoff game. Can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every game at this point now should be a playoff game until these wins losses kind of even themselves out. But we'll see what happens. I am definitely worried. I'm going to go back to the Steve Smith thing. I'm definitely worried without him on the field, what Joe is going to do, who he's going to trust to throw the ball to. I think that's definitely a scary thing. I think that they're going to rely heavily on the running game, and hopefully the offensive line can block for Justin Forsett and he can get a lot of yards, because it's going to be rough. It is definitely going to be one that I think the defense is going to have to win for the Ravens, but we'll see what happens this coming Sunday at 1:00. Anything else we should talk about to get ourselves ready for this game?
No, I think we covered this to the max, and before we get to that, obviously, almost to the max, my game prediction. We're going to throw this out there, 24-10 Ravens.
Oh, there you go. Oh, all right, so that sounds pretty good. That sounds like a good afternoon at the bank.
Yes, sir.
Very cool, man. I am hoping for a Ravens win as well. I want to see what's going to happen. I'm intrigued to see what this offense does. I think they can step up, and hopefully they do. And again, Mark Trestman has got to know who his offensive line is, who his quarterback is, to really have this team go off. So if you guys want to continue the conversation, you can. Please tweet to us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52, as always.
All right, very cool. So if you guys want to talk to us on Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast, like us over there. You'll get a new show. Whenever we release them, you'll be the first to know. You can also go to facebook.com/BrandoCash and BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need from Brando Cash Entertainment about this podcast or What the Puck, our other podcast about the Washington Capitals. Their season starts on Saturday, and you should definitely listen to that. Get you ready for the hockey season coming up. I think it's going to be a pretty good good year for the Capitals with the addition of TJ Oshie. So definitely check that out. Be social with the show, people. Let everybody know on the web that you are a Ravens fan and you listen to the call. Share the show as much as possible. Celebrate Purple Friday by sharing the call on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit. Anywhere you're social on the web, say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call and you should too. So that is pretty much it for this Purple Friday preview. Ready for the Browns this Sunday. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much. And it's going to be, like I said, a playoff atmosphere, divisional game, second home game. Can't wait to get after tailgating with all the Ravens faithful. And this is it, guys. We might be down. We might be bruised and battered. I know we're out Steve Smith. Can't wait to see what new Raven Chris Givens is going to bring to the offense. We've got to execute, man. It was an ugly win in Pittsburgh, but that behind us, it was a win indeed. We've had 11 days off, really get primed and ready for the Browns. The Browns are coming off a ugly loss, so we got to get after them, guys. I mean, it's really pretty much staying to the fundamentals, and we're going to break it down with the game day preview. But with that being said, we're going to march into this weekend, head hell high, 3-1. 3-2 is the mark. We got to get the second win, guys. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high this Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com. Hey there, Baltimore Raven fans. If you're like me, you love the Ravens, but you also are a huge supporter of the Washington Capitals. If you're a football fan or a hockey fan, check out my other podcast, What the Puck. It is available for free on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and TuneIn Radio.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.